Welcome to IELTS.net, podcast mastering the IELTS speaking test, how to describe a stressful situation calmly. The IELTS speaking test often includes topics that assess a candidate's ability to discuss challenging life experiences. One such topic that frequently appears is, describe a time when you had to stay calm in a stressful situation. This article will guide you through how to approach this topic effectively, providing sample answers and expert tips to help you achieve a high band score. Understanding the topic. Before we dive into the specifics, it's important to understand why this topic is significant in the IELTS speaking test. Examiners are looking for candidates who can articulate personal experiences clearly, demonstrate emotional intelligence and self-awareness, use a range of vocabulary related to stress and coping mechanisms, showcase their ability to structure a coherent narrative. This topic has been a consistent feature in IELTS speaking tests and is likely to remain relevant in future examinations due to its universal nature and its ability to elicit complex language use. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask general questions about stress and calmness. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Q. Do you often feel stressed? Band 6-7 answer. Yes, I sometimes feel stressed, especially when I have a lot of work to do or important deadlines to meet. It's quite common in my daily life. Band 8-9 answer. I'd say I experience stress occasionally, particularly during peak periods at work or when facing significant personal challenges. However, I've developed effective coping mechanisms over time, which help me manage stress more efficiently. Q. What do you usually do to stay calm in stressful situations? Band 6-7, answer. When I'm stressed, I try to take deep breaths and focus on positive thoughts. Sometimes I listen to music or go for a walk to clear my mind. Band 8-9, answer. To maintain composure in stressful situations, I employ a variety of techniques. Primarily, I practice mindfulness meditation, which helps me center my thoughts and reduce anxiety. Additionally, I find that engaging in physical exercise, such as a brisk jog or a yoga session, significantly alleviates stress by releasing endorphins and promoting mental clarity. Part 2, Long-Term Cue Card. Here's a sample cue card related to the topic. Describe a time when you had to stay calm in a stressful situation. You should say what the situation was, when and where it happened, why it was stressful, how you managed to stay calm. Sample answer, Band 8-9. I'd like to share an experience that truly tested my ability to remain composed under pressure. It occurred about 2 years ago when I was responsible for delivering a crucial presentation to potential investors for my company's new product launch. The situation unfolded in our company's main conference room, just moments before the scheduled presentation. As I was setting up my laptop to connect to the projector, I encountered a major technical glitch. My presentation files wouldn't open. With only 10 minutes left before the investors were due to arrive, panic began to set in. The stress was palpable for several reasons. Firstly, the success of this presentation could potentially secure significant funding for our project. Secondly, the entire team had been working tirelessly for months to prepare for this moment. Lastly, as the lead presenter, I felt the weight of responsibility on my shoulders, knowing that my performance could make or break the deal. Despite the mounting pressure, I managed to stay calm by employing several strategies. First and foremost, I took a few deep breaths to center myself and clear my mind. Then, I quickly assessed the situation objectively, reminding myself that losing composure would only exacerbate the problem. I delegated tasks to my team members, asking one to attempt to resolve the technical issue while another went to fetch a backup laptop. Meanwhile, I focused on what I could control, reviewing my notes and mentally rehearsing key points of the presentation. Fortunately, we managed to resolve the issue just in time. The experience taught me the importance of maintaining equanimity in high-stress situations. By remaining calm, I was able to think clearly, make quick decisions, and ultimately deliver a successful presentation that secured the investment we needed. This incident not only demonstrated my ability to handle pressure, but also reinforced the value of thorough preparation and having contingency plans in place. It was a defining moment in my professional life, one that I often reflect on when facing new challenges. Follow-up questions. How did this experience change your approach to handling stressful situations? What advice would you give to others about staying calm under pressure? Sample answer, band 8-9. This experience was truly transformative in terms of how I approach stressful situations. It reinforced the importance of maintaining a clear head and focusing on solutions rather than dwelling on problems. Now, whenever I face a challenging situation, I consciously remind myself of this incident and the positive outcome that resulted from staying calm. As for advice to others, I would emphasize the importance of preparation and mental conditioning. Regularly practicing stress management techniques such as deep breathing, meditation, or even visualization can be incredibly beneficial. These skills become second nature over time, allowing you to tap into them instinctively during high-pressure moments. Moreover, I'd recommend developing a problem-solving mindset. Instead of viewing stressful situations as insurmountable obstacles, try to see them as puzzles to be solved. This shift in perspective can significantly reduce anxiety and promote more effective decision-making. Lastly, I'd advise people to cultivate a support network. Knowing that you have reliable colleagues or friends to turn to in times of stress can provide a sense of security and help alleviate pressure. Remember, staying calm under stress is a skill that can be developed and improved with practice and the right mindset. Part 3, two-way discussion. In this part, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q. Do you think modern life is more stressful than in the past? Why or why not? Band 6-7. Answer. I think modern life is more stressful because we have more responsibilities and expectations. Technology also makes it hard to disconnect from work, which adds to our stress levels. Band 8-9 answer. While it's tempting to assume that modern life is inherently more stressful, I believe the reality is more nuanced. On one hand, we face unique pressures in the digital age, such as information overload and the expectation of constant connectivity. These factors can certainly contribute to heightened stress levels. However, it's crucial to recognize that previous generations faced their own set of challenges, many of which have been mitigated by technological and social progress. For instance, advancements in healthcare have reduced stress related to many formerly life-threatening illnesses. Ultimately, I think the nature of stress has evolved rather than necessarily increased. Modern life offers both new stressors and new tools for managing stress. The key lies in developing awareness and utilizing available resources to maintain a healthy work-life balance. Q. How can employers help reduce stress in the workplace? Band 6-7 answer. Employers can help by giving employees more flexible working hours and providing a comfortable work environment. They could also organize team-building activities to improve relationships among coworkers. Band 8-9. Answer. Employers play a crucial role in mitigating workplace stress, and there are several effective strategies they can implement. Firstly, promoting a culture of open communication is vital. This allows employees to voice concerns and seek support without fear of repercussion. Additionally, employers should consider implementing flexible working arrangements, such as remote work options or adjustable hours. This can help employees better manage their work-life balance, which is often a significant source of stress. Another important aspect is providing resources for mental health and wellness. This could include access to counseling services, stress management workshops, or even on-site meditation or yoga classes. Moreover, employers should focus on setting realistic expectations and manageable workloads. Regular check-ins and performance reviews can help ensure that employees are not overburdened. Lastly, fostering a positive work environment through team-building activities, recognition programs, and opportunities for professional development can significantly boost morale and reduce stress levels. By taking a holistic approach to employee well-being, employers can create a more productive, loyal, and satisfied workforce while simultaneously reducing stress-related issues. Key vocabulary and phrases. To achieve a high band score, incorporate sophisticated vocabulary and phrases into your responses. Here are some examples. Composure, noun, calmness in stressful situations. Example, maintaining composure during the crisis was crucial. To keep a level head, idiom, to remain calm and rational in difficult situations. Example, despite the chaos, she managed to keep a level head. Equanimity, noun, mental calmness and evenness of temper. Example, his equanimity in the face of adversity was admirable. To rise to the occasion, idiom, to successfully deal with a difficult situation. Example, when faced with the challenge, she rose to the occasion magnificently. Resilience, noun, resilience, the ability to recover quickly from difficulties. Example, building resilience is key to handling stress effectively. To keep one's cool, idiom, to remain calm and controlled. Example, even under intense pressure, he kept his cool throughout the negotiation. Expert advice. As an IELTS speaking examiner, I recommend the following strategies to excel in this part of the test. Practice narrative structures. Develop the ability to tell a coherent story with a clear beginning, middle, and end. Expand your vocabulary. Focus on learning idiomatic expressions and sophisticated vocabulary related to stress and coping mechanisms. Use varied sentence structures. Incorporate a mix of simple, compound, and complex sentences to demonstrate linguistic flexibility. Develop your ideas. Don't just state facts. Explain your thoughts and provide examples to support your points. Work on pronunciation and fluency. Regular practice will help you speak more confidently and naturally. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Confidence, fluency, and the ability to express complex ideas clearly are all crucial factors in achieving a high band score. For more tips on acing the IELTS speaking test, you might find it helpful to read about how to describe a time when you had to work on a tight deadline, or how to describe a time when you had to deal with a setback. These related topics can provide additional insights into handling challenging situations effectively.